This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Trump administration wants to roll back fuel efficiency rules for cars. CPR climate reporter Ishan Thakur has more.
The corporate average fuel economy standards have been making cars more efficient since the 70s. The Biden administration made them stronger, saying newer, more efficient cars would save Americans money. But last week, President Trump announced he would weaken the rules. The move is supported by major automakers, who say their cars will get cheaper. But Peter Zalzal with the Environmental Defense Fund says there could be consequences.
People here in Colorado will be spending more money on gas, and the result will also be, you know, more pollution.
The proposal is not final and will go through a public comment period soon. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
Colorado should add more jobs in 2026 than it did this year. That's according to a report from CU's Leeds School of Business. CPR Sarah Mulholland.
CU economists say of the 17,000 forecast jobs, education and health care will drive most of next year's gains, the same as this year. Job growth in Colorado has been slowing since 2023. The state is expected to have added just 12,500 jobs this year, a growth rate of 0.4%. That's behind the U.S. growth rate and well below what economists were expecting. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The closure of Boulder Street in downtown Colorado Springs around Palmer High School could become permanent under a proposal before the city's planning commission. The street between North Nevada and North Weber closed earlier this year to accommodate construction at the school. Now, District 11 is asking the city to transfer ownership of the street that lines the north side of the school. That would allow the district to work on eventually creating a consolidated campus. The proposal is on today's City Planning Commission agenda. This is CPR News and KRCC.